The 50-acre Patrick's Lake is known for its fishing and clean water. Outdoor enthusiasts have noticed the lake's water level is about 3 feet lower than it was 5 years ago, and it at one point was down about 7 feet. Adams County Extension Ag Agent Don Genrick says people are worried.
When people are confronted with something that they haven't seen before, and this isn't part of their experience, they start to searching for reasons why.
Bill Zulak is the chair of the Patrick's Lake Management District. He says some residents are not quite pointing fingers, but...
No, I'm not seeing a lot. Some people have the feeling that the drop in the lake level is a result of the irrigation.
Most of the irrigation systems use pivots. Those are those large overhead sprinkler systems often seen in fields. When they spray, about a third of the water doesn't hit the roots of the plants. UW-Madison horticulturalist A.J. Busson learned about the concerns over Patrick's Lake and other bodies of water and wondered if drip irrigation could make a difference. It's currently used on some small farms in Wisconsin, but so far not on larger farms.
So one of the things we started doing this last winter is bringing in experts from different parts of the country that work with drip irrigation systems and design drip irrigation systems, and Coloma Farms was interested and trying to see how well it would work.
With help, Busson designed a drip irrigation system set on 12 acres of potato field in rural Adams County. Drip irrigation is about accuracy. It's a network of rubber tubes that, as the name implies, drip water directly onto the plants from right above the roots. Busson says plants actually need 5 to 10% less irrigation because this newer method is more efficient. Busson teamed up with Steve Dirks, president of Coloma Farms, for this three-year experiment. Dirks walks along the potatoes, receiving water and nutrients from drip irrigation.
Some valves. This is, if you get too much pressure, it relieves. That goes into different manifolds, different sizes. That goes down, so there's three different sizes. So
Dirks says at the end of the project, if it looks like the system saves him money, he might use it on even more of his 280 acres. But Dirks isn't just thinking about profits. Is it's about every 5 to 10 years a new bill is floated around at the state capitol that would limit the use of well water. He says a drip irrigation system could help him comply with any potential new regulations.
If I can only use so much water, I can stay in business.
Busson says the project's results will be published in a scholarly journal. He says the results will also be shared with the community, but no one is promising clear answers as to why some of the area's bodies of water are dipping lower and lower. Adams County Extension Ag Agent Don Genrick says people in this part of the state need to accept there is not an endless supply of water. He'd like to see people start talking now about how water should be allocated. Genrick says irrigators are likely only one piece of the puzzle. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.